Isabella Valentine.com presents
Femdom Controls.
Hi there. I'm Isabella Valentine, and I'd like you to find somewhere where you can relax and be completely free from all disturbances and interruptions. If you hear any distractions or anything that you think might get in our way of our time together, simply allow them to enter your mind to allow you to fall deeper into a trance. Any outside noises will only take you deeper into an erotic trance. You can experience a fulfilling and successful trance simply by following my instructions. It's that easy. I'd like you now to just go ahead and take a deep, long breath. Breathe in. Hold it. And let it out. It feels so good just to breathe, doesn't it? And again, breathe in through your nose. Letting it out.
I'm a slave to Isabella.
Sometimes it's just so nice to breathe and relax because your subconscious mind is now focusing on your breathing.
I'm a slave.
Breathe in again in through your nose.
To Isabella. Must obey.
I'm a slave. And out through your mouth. And as you breathe and relax, close your eyes. Close your eyes and close them so tight that no matter how hard you try, you'll be unable to open them. Make sure that you've closed them so tight that even if you try to open them, you'll find that they're glued to your face. That's right. Just glue your eyes down to your face. It feels good when you try to open your eyes, only to find that you've let them become so tight that they're glued to your face. All you need to do is follow my instructions to experience a deep and fulfilling trance. And all you need to do right now is simply close your eyes. Closing your eyes is an easy and simple instruction because it allows you to be more focused on my beautiful, seductive voice. Perhaps you're here because you're fascinated with hypnosis. Maybe you're simply a little curious. Maybe you just want to experience a deep hypnotic journey where my voice leads you down, guiding your subconscious mind down into trance. Trance welcomes you to enter it. Trance welcomes you into her. You simply need to listen to my voice, and the arms of trance will welcome you deeper and deeper into her. Maybe you notice the clarity or the tone of my voice. Perhaps the way I'm speaking. Perhaps the way I'm talking binds you to me. Or perhaps it makes you even more curious where I might lead you. Maybe you even picture where I might lead you. It's as though it's a very dark night. You can feel the cold air against your body. You can hear my voice, my heels clicking on the sidewalk. And you notice how dim and how dark it seems to be. As you breathe and relax, breathing and relaxing as you hear the clicking of my heels. My heels seem to take you deeper into trance as you relax, drifting further and further down to Isabella. The dark night seems to be all around you. And the darker it becomes in your mind, the heavier your legs will become. And you like it when your legs are heavy because it lets you know how willing and how capable you are of being hypnotized. And as your legs become heavier, your mind will become more aware of the words I am saying. And you love the words I am saying because it makes your arms weaker. And you love it when your arms become weaker to Isabella because your toes feel a tingling sensation. Maybe you've already felt that tingling sensation as your arms get weaker and your legs get heavier and your mind gets weaker as your eyelids close, darker, deeper, heavier, becoming more glued to your face. As your lips get numb, as your back falls weaker, weaker, weaker to my voice, weaker to my voice. Your legs heavier by my words. Weaker, and you like your heavy legs. Weaker, and you like your legs becoming heavy. Weaker to my voice, because your mind gets weaker. Your mind is getting weaker. Weaker to my voice. Your mind is so weak. Weaker, weaker to my voice. And weaker, and weaker. It's falling into your heavy legs. Weaker to my voice. Your heavy legs embrace your weak and empty mind. As your arms become limp and lifeless. Weaker to my voice. Your arms light as a feather, lighter than a feather, weaker to my voice, the feather of feathers, weightless on your arms, as your fingers become so light and weightless, and your toes tingle. A tingling sensation spreading through your ankles as your legs remain numb and heavy. Numb and heavy. Numb and heavy to Isabella as your weak mind drifts away. Hearing my heels clicking. Footsteps are all around you.
Slave to Isabella.
My voice is all around you. My words are speaking directly to your subconscious mind. My words bind you to me. Bound by my words. As though my words could literally be wrapping your mind around and around and around.
Be a slave to Isabella.
My leather voice. as your arms become weaker and tired? Are your eyes feeling tired?
Be a slave to Isabella.
Are your legs growing numb as you listen to my hypnotic words?
I will obey.
Don't you love that feeling you get when I wrap your brain in leather and lock it into place? I love being inside your mind.
I will obey.
I love taking my words and binding your brain, casting my spell, and sometimes as you hear the clicking of my heels, perhaps you might notice that it's the clicking of a lock I have inside your head. I love binding you to me. Only I have the key to your mind. It pleases me when you are my slave. Only I have the key to your mind. And your legs become heavier. And your legs are getting heavier as I say the word slave. Because it pleases you to please me, as your legs become heavier, it is your duty to be my slave, because this pleases you. It pleases you to obey me. You want nothing more than to be my perfect obedient. Think about the word slave crawling behind me. Think about the actual word
slave.
As your legs become heavier, crawling behind me, the word slave becomes bolder and stronger in your mind. Crawling behind me, all you want is to follow and obey my instructions. Slave. You crave the words that come out of my mouth. A slave loves to obey. You are a slave to me. A slave needs to obey. You are a slave to me. And as you hear my voice, you crave the words that come out of my mouth. You are a slave to me. And as you listen to my words, you are a slave to me. Only I have the key to your mind. And as your mind accepts the phrases I say, you crave the words that come out of my mouth. Follow my commands. Only I have the key to your mind. You enjoy following my commands. You crave the words that come out of my mouth. Follow my commands, because it gives you satisfaction. Follow my commands, because it gives you joy. Follow my commands, and because most of all, it gives your life purpose and meaning to be a slave to my words, because it gives you satisfaction to be a slave to your mistress. Imagine yourself in your mind staring at the back of my black stiletto heels, kneeling on the ground and bowing down. Staring at the back of my black stiletto heels, with your face to the floor. Staring at the back of my black stiletto heels, with your heavy legs. Picture how wonderful it feels, pulling you like a leash to me. How great it sounds can feel your knees on the ground, pulling you like a leash to me. Or perhaps you can see the ground beneath your nose as they walk around your face. And maybe the clicking of my heel as they walk around your face makes you realize that being a slave feels so natural. Only I have the key to your mind. As they walk around your face, it feels so right to listen to my voice. As they walk around your face, it feels so perfect. Only I have the key to your mind to be down on your knees, crawling behind me. Follow my commands as I stand before you, crawling behind me. Doesn't that feel good? Only I have the key to your mind, knowing that I'm standing above you. Follow my commands. And as you realize how small you are compared to my power, the leather around your brain will become tighter and tighter. Follow my commands, locking your mind into place. You need a collar. And as I lock your mind into place and binding you to me, as I place an arm binder on your arm, you need a collar. You may also begin to feel you need a collar. Leather. As I place an arm binder on your arm, not only around your mind, you need a collar, but wrapped around your arms. As I place an arm binder on your arms behind your back, and take buckle by buckle and lock your arms into place, and take buckle by buckle as you lower your head, and take buckle by buckle with your arms tight and stiff behind your back. Slave, and take buckle by buckle, your fists and your fingers. Slave, closing tightly. Slave, as you realize, and take buckle by buckle, that I've taken the pleasure in putting a collar around your neck. You need a collar, and I do think slaves look so submissive and obedient with a steel and leather collar around their necks. Weaker to my voice, you need a collar. You crave the words that come out of my mouth, because you are a slave. Weaker to my voice, you crave the words that come out of my mouth. Weaker to my voice, and your heavy legs know that you are a slave. You crave the words that come out of my mouth, because the leather around your hands. Weaker to my voice, grips tighter. It's okay to be bound in leather. Weaker to my voice, as your mind becomes weaker. It's okay to be bound in leather and more empty as it falls and drifts into the power of my hypnotic words. Only I have the key to your mind as it falls and drifts weaker to my voice. It's okay to be bound in leather. Only I have the key to your mind as it falls and drifts. Maybe you can even smell the scent of leather. My shoe, my heel on your face as I push you back, as I bind your ankles together. My shoe, my heel on your face as I push you back. I like it when your legs are still. You crave the words chew my heel on your face as I push you back. I like the look on your face you get when I bind your legs and your ankles. You crave the words that come out of my mouth, and I bind your arms behind your back, weaker to my voice, to keep you vulnerable to me. If I wanted to, I could place a ball gag in your mouth to keep you from talking. I love it when you are vulnerable and submissive and willing to obey and follow my hypnotic instructions. Follow my commands as you feel the leather digging into your ankles. Follow my commands. You may notice how tight the arm binder has become around your arms. Follow my commands as your elbows grow stiff, as you cry out for me like steel bars. Follow my commands as you cry out for me, your body becoming tired and heavy. As you cry out for me, follow my commands, weaker to my voice. Only I have the key to your mind, weaker to my voice. As I put a black leather hood around your face, follow my commands, tightening it around the back of your head and locking each buckle by buckle by buckle, around and around, taking little tiny padlocks around and around to keep your eyes from trying to peek and clicking them into place, to keep your eyes from trying to peek, around and around, four buckles on the back. Being a slave is about giving me what I want, covering the hood with a blindfold to keep your eyes from trying to peek. And it turns you on and arouses you to know your eyes are a privilege, not a right. Slave. And it turns you on and arouses you to know whenever I say the word collar, I want you to whisper, I will obey. And it turns you on and arouses you to know. I love to hear a slave say the words, I will obey. And it turns you on and arouses you to know. Whenever I say the word collar, that little collar around your neck, you will say, I will obey. You will whisper it, because a slave should talk in a whispery voice, weaker to my voice, crawling behind me, because you've given up your power, weaker to my voice, I will obey. That's the reason why I've left your mouth exposed in your hood, crawling behind me. If I wanted to, I could place a ball gag in your mouth to keep you from talking. Weaker to my voice, I will obey. But I love hearing you say, I will obey. I will obey. That's why I've locked your collar, I will obey, around your neck, I will obey. And put a leash right there where the ring is in front of your neck. I will obey, and under your chin, so that even now as you kneel down before me, follow my commands, I can take the chain, weaker to my voice, and loop it around my wrist, follow my commands, and walk around the room, so you're crawling on the floor behind me. crawling behind me, staring at the back of my black stiletto heels. As you feel your fingers touching the floor, only I have the key to your mind. Smelling your own leather around your head, only I have the key to your mind. And you try to see, but your eyes covered. But you love knowing that my black stiletto heels are in front of you. Being a slave is about giving me what I want. All you hear is my voice. All you hear is the movement of the leash around your collar. Being a slave is about giving me what I want. All you hear are my glorious footsteps in front of you as the spike of my heel walks on the floor. And you love it when your arms become weaker. It's so hard to crawl with your hands behind your back, but you try. You crawl on your knees with your hands behind you, and you love it when your arms become weaker, and your ankles being bound together only makes it more difficult to keep up with me, but you try. Try to crawl, slave. I have the collar around your neck. I have the leash that pulls you to me. And I love to watch you struggle as you crawl to me. This is your place. And it turns you on and arouses you to know it's so hard to crawl with your hands behind your back, that no matter how hard you try to crawl, it's simply not good enough, because your toes feel a tingling sensation. This pleases you because it only makes you realize that I am the one in control. It is I who is perfect, and it is you who is imperfect. It is you who needs training, who needs discipline, and you love it when I discipline you. And the more you try to crawl to me with your hands behind your back, your face and your neck falls to the floor in desperation, falling to the floor as I walk around you again. As you open your mouth, you feel the spike of my heel inside your mouth, giving you what you need, and you need my control. You need to be put into your place, staring at the back of my black stiletto heels, because your toes feel a tingling sensation, and you love it when a dominant woman puts you in your place. Staring at the back of my black stiletto heels, because this is all you think about. You've dreamed all your life of having a woman who could really, and I do mean really, take advantage of you, who could really control you, who could really make you feel this good. Staring at the back of my black stiletto heels, and I know exactly what you need, slave.
I will obey.
That's why I've collared you. That's why your legs are so heavy, and that's why you need to obey. That's why I've collared you. You love tasting the metal spike of my heel inside your mouth. That's why I've collared you. And you desperately want to look up at me, but the blindfold around your eyes prevents you. That's why I've collared you. All you have are my words to tell you what you would see. That's why I've collared you. And you crave those words. You crave the words that come out of my mouth. My mind is getting weaker, because it makes you feel alive. Maybe you've already noticed desperately want to masturbate, but your hands are bound behind your back.
Be a slave to Isabel.
Feel my foot, my shoe, my heel on your face as I push you back, kneeling you back, leaning your head back and your torso back so your bound hands fall to the floor with your body exposed to me, and you realize how vulnerable you are, perhaps a little embarrassed, or maybe just a little bit humiliated that your penis is exposed to me, your naked penis, which has seemed to have gotten so hard for me. Maybe you've already felt that tingling sensation is now pointing straight at me. It's so funny watching you, knowing that your mouth is the only expression I can see. And I can see it, your mouth opening wider and wider as I take my foot, my heel, and rub it in circles over your cock and your balls to watch you throbbing underneath me. I love watching it throb like it has its own little heartbeat. And it does. I can see the veins in your penis throbbing for me. And you feel the cold spike of my heel digging into your balls. And I bind your arms behind your back. And it's not so much that it hurts. Your mind is so weak. But that it could hurt if I pressed down. Your mind is so weak. And just knowing that makes your thighs tense up a little bit. And it's not so much that it hurts. Makes your toes curl back. Your mind is so weak. Because you realize that all I'd have to do is step down. That just pressing down would make you cry out. With my toes pointed at your cock and my spiked heel digging into your balls. That just pressing down would make you cry out. I love that collar around your neck. That just pressing down would make you cry out as you cry out for me. Say, please don't hurt me, mistress.
I will obey.
Say it again. Say, please don't hurt me, mistress.
To be a slave to Isabella.
Good slave. Your mind is getting weaker. I'm just going to dig my heel straight into your ball sack as I push my foot right there down on your cock and your balls. I will obey. I don't care if you said, please don't hurt me, mistress, because I'll hurt you anyway. I will obey. You're my slave, and you're here to accept whatever I give you. I will obey. It is your place and your duty. I will obey. To follow my instructions and take whatever I give you. And if I give you pain, you'll take pain as I pull on your hair and pull your head back. You are a slave to me. And you notice with your head back, you are a slave to me. Your neck being pulled backwards. You are a slave to me. The spike of my heel in your balls. And the sole of my foot holding your cock down as you get harder. You notice that with your mouth open, you taste the spit of my mouth drooling inside you. It's so hard to crawl with your hands behind your back. Because you love it when I spit in your mouth. You crave anything that belongs to me. Being a slave is about giving me what I want. All you care about is being a slave. It's so hard to crawl with your hands behind your back.
Being a slave is about giving me what I want. This is why you love female domination. I want. This is why you crave femdom hypnosis. I want. Because you are deeply relaxed and you don't care that there's spit in your mouth that belongs to me, and you don't care about the pain you receive. You don't care about the buns. You do care about how I do it. I want. And you do care how great it makes you feel when you obey. Only I have the key to your mind. And you care even more that you've willingly become my property. Only I have the key to your mind. And you love to be my property. Only I have the key to your mind. It's almost as though you're willing to wear my tag. Because you love it when I spit in your mouth. That collar around your neck, pulling you like a leash to me. And only if you're willing to be my slave for a long, long time. Your mind is getting weaker. Then I want you to buy a collar. Your mind is getting weaker. This is only a suggestion. Your mind is getting weaker. You can choose to disregard it if you like. But if it's something you want to embrace, and you desire to wear a collar, if you desire to be owned by me, if you desire to always obey whatever I tell you, then purchase a collar that you can place around your neck. If you're feeling rather brave, then buy a collar with a lock around it. Because you love it when I spit in your mouth. And lock it into place and send me the key. If you're married, maybe you can give your wife the key. But I'll know that you always belong to me. It's okay to wear a collar. It's okay to be a slave. And it's okay to be a personal property. Because you love it when I spit in your mouth. It feels wonderful to be a slave to Isabella. Your mind is so weak. Be a slave to Isabella. Your mind is so weak. Be a slave to Isabella. Your mind is so weak. And I want you to lie there, still and quiet.
I will obey.
Until you realize how wonderful it feels to be my slave. You can lie there for 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, or 15 minutes, or 20 minutes, or perhaps even 30 minutes. You can lie there as long as you like, but as you lie there, I want you to think about me. You can think about images in your mind if you wish, or you can smell how wonderful my shoes taste when they're up against your face. Or you can taste the spit in your mouth. Or you can just remember how great it felt to hear my words controlling you. But I want you to lie there. And I want you to remember how wonderful it feels to be my slave. And how great it feels to wear a collar. And how sexy and how pleasing it feels to be bowing down before me. I love having slaves. I love having real life slaves. I love having slaves that kneel before me every day of my life. Nothing pleases me more. I wake up every day and all I think about is how great it feels to dominate and control you. And when you realize that every day, if you wake up and the first thing you want to do is obey, if the first thing you want to do is submit, if the first thing you want to do is serve, then you are a slave. It's so hard to crawl with your hands behind your back. It is your duty to become a slave.
I am here to give you exactly what you need. You deserve to be my property, and you love being an object to me because it makes you feel that much more obedient to a dominant woman. In the count of five, you will awaken, but you will continue to lie there and think about how wonderful it felt to be submissive to me and feel a little slice and a little taste of what life could be like if you were to become my real life slave. I require all obedience. I require complete servitude, because being a slave is not about pleasing you. Being a slave is not about giving you what you want. Being a slave is about giving me what I want. It is about giving me what I deserve, and I deserve your obedience. I want you to think about that. When I get down to zero, you will think about so many new possibilities. And the entire time that you are thinking about me, I want you to keep your hands beside you or behind your back as though they're bound together. And after you realize your place in the world, after you realize how much of a slave you've become, because you love it when I spit in your mouth, then I want you to kneel on your knees and masturbate to orgasms, kneeling on your knees. You will not only kneel on your knees, but you will put your face to the floor as you masturbate. You will do this because it pleases me to know you have obeyed. And after you have ejaculated and cummed all over the place, I want you to say the words, "I am a slave to Isabella." That's all you have to do. I am a slave to Isabella. When you say those words, it will simply be music to your ears. Now begin thinking about me and how life could be like if you were my slave. And one, two, three, four, five. Wake up, sweetheart. Thank you for enjoying my MP3. This recording is an original production created by me, Isabella Valentine. More MP3s, videos, and free recordings available at my website. You can check it out at isabellasrecordings.com or isabellavalentine.com. Have a good night.